Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12-powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
Okay, a warning now for any dads out there, because we're about to embarrass you. We're going to be talking about dad dancing and other embarrassing dad behaviour. And we're speaking to Ian Allen. Good afternoon, Ian. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks, Dave. How are you?
Yeah, great to have you on, Ian. How are you getting on with lockdown at the moment?
Not too bad, really. I mean, I'm not affected too much myself because I work from home anyway. So
not too bad.
But we have got a house full.
So how old are your kids now, Ian, if you don't mind me asking?
They are now, I've got three ranging between 21 and 26.
All right, so you're in that stage now where, is it costing you more money now or less?
Well, I'm saving on some things, like nappies and music lessons, but it seems to be costing me a lot more in things like wine and beer and various sundries. But
we're on lockdown with my wife and my four-year-old George and Melissa, who's eight, and everybody says, oh, it must be hard. And it is hard work, because we're homeschooling and we're trying to look after them, and my wife's working as a teacher as well, and I'm working here, and so we're trying to keep on top of it all. But I always assume that when the kids get to maybe like, you know, 10, 11, 12, it's going to be a lot easier. But I just, everybody who's got kids that age, oh, no.
It never really gets easier. It just changes.
Absolutely.
At the minute, we don't always see an awful lot of them now during the day. So
you get to do your own thing now. So this is great. It's called Dad Dancing. Where did the idea come from, Ian, for this book?
Well, to be perfectly honest, it was my editor at Pavilion Publishing, because my writing's really only a sideline. I'm really a jobbing copy editor and a proofreader, and I've been doing that for a while. And my editor there actually, he asked me if I wanted to do a joke book about 10 years ago, and the result of that was embarrassing dad jokes. And we did another couple, and then a few years ago, another editor there asked me if I'd like to knock together a book about dad dancing and various related articles, since I seem to be a bit of an expert on dads and how they embarrass themselves and everybody else. So that was the result of it, really. So,
just as a side, have you ever done a book about your other job, about copy editing? We interviewed somebody in America, one of the national newspapers there, and it was a fascinating read, because they were looking at some of the articles they covered and some of the articles they had to edit and so on. And we talked generally about the standard of language being used in 24-hour media. So is that something you've ever thought about doing?
No, I've never thought that anybody would be interested in reading a book about how to edit a book, to be perfectly honest.
I bet you somebody would be interested, Ian, I reckon. Anyway, okay, so this is fantastic, because it covers a lot of the bases, doesn't it? And I think this would be ideal, really, for anybody who's just become a dad, but, you know, really any age, I suppose, as well, because I'm just looking at some here, and you really tackle fashion in a big way, don't you?
I did tackle fashion. It's not a subject I'm an expert on, as you probably guess if you read it, because, well, I think that once you become a dad, it goes very much to the bottom of your priority list, like so many things, really.
But you got some of the categories there. You got like old dad, which I used to be like, but I'm now gone into trendy dad. I'm trendy. I'm probably not. Old dad is kind of your slippers and jumper, isn't it? I suppose.
Yes, I think I'm rapidly gravitating towards those. Yes. Definitely. Yes.
And you do see these trendy dads, and it's kind of like, and I've now got these kind of shirts, with palm trees on them and stuff like that.
Well, you can't go wrong with that, can you? my fashion faux pas that gets picked up particularly by my daughter is socks with sandals.
Oh, yeah.
And also, if I ever dare to wear shorts and wear long socks with shorts, I am in trouble.
Socks with shorts is a no-no, yes. Yeah. And
apparently
once,
so. Who knew?
I know. The problem is, though, sandals without socks aren't as comfortable.
They're just not, no. Are they? No, I can't get through to her, but
so
there
what
you go.
I did a few years ago was I tried these like brown sandals with very dark socks underneath that actually from a distance looked like shoes, so it looked even worse when wearing shorts because it looked like you got shoes on with shorts. And I walked into the radio station and Annalisa worked here, she spotted straight away, socks with sandals, get out of here. So it didn't work at all.
A few years ago my wife bought me a pair of socks with sandals, like a picture of outline of sandals on them.
Brilliant.
And apparently that was just as a joke and I wasn't supposed to wear them, but I think they're quite stylish.
Brilliant, absolutely. One of the ones I was reading about, and I can't find the page now, but it was about dad's days out because...
Yes.
A lot of dads take over when it comes to days out, and a lot of the time it ends up being a long way away. And my kids can relate to this, and quite an expensive affair as well. So you mentioned theme parks, don't you? Is that something from your own experience?
Well, yes. Well, I did try to avoid those. I mean, I think I say in the book that every dad should take their family to a big theme park at least once, because after that, anything they do for a day out will seem cheap by comparison.
Yeah. And spend like 50 quid on lunch.
It's astonishing, isn't it? Yeah, and you think you've paid everything to get in, and then it's money for this and money for that and queue for this and queue for that. And no, I was quite relieved when mine started to be sick when they were on the roller coaster, so they didn't want to go on again. But that worked out quite well.
What I'm tempted to do, Ian, because there's so much stuff in this, and it's a small book, but you wouldn't believe the amount of information that's in it and content. I'm probably going to, over the next few days and weeks, just take one page and read it out on the show because it's so, like 10 TV shows Dad would love to appear on. So number 10 is CSI Milton Keynes. I love that. QI, I think I like, and I can see myself in all this. I love these programs. QI, number 8, Top Gear. Number 7, Pointless. Number 6, Britain's Got Talent. Number 5, Extreme Fishing. Number 4, Star Trek. Number 3, Man vs. Food. Number 2, Match of the Day. And number 1, Bargain Hunt. And I can just see, it just, you seem to have a knack of hitting on, because not every dad's the same. So, but you manage to kind of hit the general theme of what dads tend to be interested in. And that must be quite difficult in some respects.
Well, I don't know. I mean, it's very complimentary of you to say that. Whether I'm very typical as a dad, I'm in Bargain Hunt. I have to break every day for Bargain Hunt for my lunch.
Yeah.
And see what's going on. But I don't know, really. You just, when you're writing these, you just try and, I mean, some of it, I suppose, you lapse into cliche a little bit,
yeah.
But you just try to put yourself into the picture of a typical father who has found himself either by intention or accident in the position that he is in life.
Now, I want to know, we're going to go to page 136 on this one, Ian, just so you got the book in front of you. I wondered if you could take us through this one, if you don't mind. 10 signs, because there might be some folks out there because of the age group that we're reaching out to here in Spain. 10 signs that dads are having a midlife crisis. And again, is this something that you have taken from your own experience, Ian?
To be honest, I would say I've never had a midlife crisis. I'm still waiting for my midlife crisis. I mean, number one is buys tickets to a pop festival. I have never, ever done that.
No.
But, I mean, when my middle son is a huge music fan, and when it came that he wanted to go to a music festival, I was really delighted that his mother took him.
Yeah.
And so I spent, me and my eldest son spent a day in Leeds, nice and warm, in the Armouries Museum, which is absolutely fascinating if you ever get the chance to see it. And free, more to the point.
Yeah, even better.
And my dear wife and my middle son spent the day in the pouring rain in the middle of a field, thoroughly enjoying themselves, apparently, but I was never more pleased that I wasn't there.
Yeah.
So yeah, I don't think I've actually grow a beard. No, I've never done that. Can't do that to save my life. I went without shaving for a week once on holiday and came back looking like a tramp. So that was that experiment gone. So now I don't think I've had my midlife crisis yet. So but you never know. Watch your spots.
You never bought a guitar or started listening to Kerrang radio?
No, gosh, I'm a classic FM chap. I must have. Yes.
Now I've got the cut of your jib now, Ian. I know where you're at, yeah. And what about gymnasiums? Have you joined a gym?
I've never joined a gym. No. I'll tell you what I have started doing this year, which I've meant to for ages, and now the lockdown's put the kibosh on it. I started walking football.
Oh, yeah. I've done that, and we've got it here as well. It's fantastic.
If you're a bit, you know, if you're over 50 or whatever, it's brilliant. I just took me – I hadn't played football for donkey's years, and it was just so nice playing in a team again, and it was lovely. And now, of course, we're locked down, can't do it. So I'm really looking forward to getting started with that.
I'll tell you
what,
you're going to know about it when you get back to that again.
My knees recovered now,
I remember I said to a friend, because I went and did one for a friend of mine, Big Gray, who lives down here, and it's for charity. And so I went and did it, and I was assuming it's, you know, just walking football, it's not going to be too bad. The next day, I was in agony. And I thought the amount of effort you put in, I think it's actually, you're doing more than you are when you're running, because you've actually got to think more ahead of the pace that you're walking at and so on. And so I found it really quite, it was great, but the next day I knew it.
Yeah, and I think some of the chaps were, the laws were honoured more in the breach than the observance, I have to say. Yeah. But there you go, you do get carried away sometimes. You think, I've got to get that ball.
Are you a football dad?
I love football, I must admit.
What's your team?
My team, this doesn't embarrass me now, whereas it would for most of my life, but I support the Wolves. So
sorry to hear that.
We're doing quite well at the moment.
Yeah. You had Darren Moore. Was it Darren Moore there, or was that West Brom? I'm getting mixed up with West Brom maybe here.
Please don't mix us up with West Brom. Doing that on purpose, aren't you?
See, my son's got a Derby County. He's only 4 years of age, and he's already in homeschooling this week, won his Derby County top, living in Spain, might I add.
Oh, bless him. You see, I don't know if there's a bit in this book, I can't remember, or one of my others, I do feel a bit guilty about indoctrinating my kids to support the Wolves, which I have.
And are they still fully on board with Wolverhampton Wanderers?
Well, the two lads, definitely, yes.
Yeah.
My dear daughter has fallen by the wayside, and she doesn't like football anymore
She's gone to the dark side, has she?
I'm afraid so,
well,
yes.
It could have been worse. She could have become a Villa fan or something. I don't know.
Well, exactly, yeah, or Man United or one of the glory hunters. Yeah. But actually, the best goal I ever saw live in my life was against Derby County.
Thank you very much. I heard that a lot. A lot of people tell me that. So
you've probably seen that goal that Ruben Neves scored a couple of seasons ago.
Yeah, it was a fantastic goal. I'll give you that. Yeah, fantastic goal.
Never seen like it.
And Derby and Wolves have been around a similar kind of level for a long time, but Wolves are definitely doing better than Derby this year. But
at the minute, but Derby in the 70s had a wonderful team, didn't they?
No, we're doing all right at the moment. We haven't lost now for a few weeks. So,
well, even my wife's team, Newcastle, can say that. Yeah. So,
Newcastle under Lyme, or
right not.
So, yeah, a lot of dads really do, don't they? And I'm the same, because my dad, you know, brought me up on Derby County, being from Derby, of course. My brother went to Liverpool, not to Liverpool, but went to support Liverpool, and still does.
Yeah.
But he's got a soft spot for Derby still. And so I passed it on to my children, and really, I'm just setting them up for a life. I mean, I know Wolverhampton are doing well at the moment, but we all know.
The wheel will turn, won't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it will.
And I know what you're saying, because I think I've set them up for a lifetime of agony.
It is a problem, yeah. But I couldn't bear the thought of them going off and, you know, picking up a big team.
Seeing football teams, yeah.
No,
that's not right. But yeah, so who's Wolves' rivals then? Is it West Brom?
Well, West Brom are the big rivals. Yeah. So some people are glad to see them in the Championship. To be honest, I would love nothing more than all the Midlands teams to be in the Premier League fighting it out, to be honest.
I've said that as well. I would love to see Derby County and Nottingham Forest in the Premier League.
It's terrific, wouldn't it? Yeah. Just great.
So let's just talk finally on Dad's Garage, because I've got one of these as well. And it's almost like you've been in my, we call it a trastero here in Spain, like a storeroom. But it's almost like you've been in my trastero. Yeah, I've got paints, tins of paint in there, not being used, never going to be used. An old piano that was last played by Mrs. Mills. Well,
what page are we on, Dave?
I
scanned this the other day and it was pretty much exactly what was in my garage at the time.
Page 112.
112, yeah. Let's have a look.
Yeah.
I'm sure, and I thought to myself, yep, that was our garage.
And it probably still is your garage, isn't it?
Well, funnily enough, it isn't, because our garage is no more as of 2 years ago. We turned it into a bedroom for one of our kids, because one of our kids, our middle kid, was in the tiniest room in the house, poor soul. And so we made it into a nice size bedroom for him. And so thank goodness we did with the lockdown, or he'd have been climbing
absolutely,
the wall.
Absolutely, yeah.
We had to get rid of the piano, and I smashed the piano up myself on the drive.
Did you? Wow.
Yeah, and all the other stuff, the toys went. The loft is now crammed, as you can imagine. But yeah, it all had to go. So it did us a favour, really, but I was quite attached to those hubcaps. From a Morris Minor, incidentally.
Are you a bit of a hoarder, Dan? Because a lot of dads are, aren't they? You know, got the VHS videos, as you mentioned in the book.
I'm afraid I am. It drives my dear wife spare at times, but I am a hoarder. Yeah.
Well, I'm going to play a song now, Billy Joel, Lullaby, and it's a father and son song. Thanks for coming on. Really appreciate it, Ian. It's and I'd love to wish you all the best for your football team, but I couldn't possibly do that.
Same to you.
Dad Dancing and Other Embarrassing Dad Behaviours by Ian Allen. It's available now, and I should imagine you can buy it online. Probably one of the only places you can buy it at the moment. Thanks for coming on, Ian. Really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Lovely to talk to you.
And just to say also, it's on our website, tre.radio. Click on our bookshop banner there and you can order yourself a copy of it. And you'll see yourself in there, that's for sure. Thank you very much, Ian.
Cheers. You take care.
Take care. Bye-bye now.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.